Today, Nielsen Media Research was supposed to change the way it calculates local television ratings in New York City. For decades, Nielsen families have filled out handwritten diaries. The company had planned to replace those diaries with automated people meters that record who's watching what. But a regulatory group created by the broadcast industry has refused to accredit the new system. Civil rights groups have warned that it would undercount minorities. And in the past 2 days, CBS and Univision joined in the calls for Nielsen to revamp its plans. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
It's not the local people meters or LPMs themselves that bother civil rights groups or prompted industry watchdog the Media Ratings Council to withhold accreditation. Instead, the controversy centers on the people meters' sample base, the households in which the electronic boxes will be installed. Over the past few days, broadcasters, who have in the past tended to stay out of arguments between Nielsen and minority groups, have been speaking out.
I know sampling. I know data. There's a problem in the sample.
Cyril Chagrin is a former Nielsen employee who now works as Senior Vice President of Corporate Research for the Spanish-language broadcast network Univision. She says Nielsen's sample of Latinos in New York focuses on families that are older and smaller and speak more English than Latinos overall.
All of these characteristics impact viewing decisions. So if you have a sample that's skewed one way or versus the other and has biases in it, you have bad data.
Chagrin admits that test runs of the system showed a drop in viewership for Univision programs, which would translate into lower advertising revenues for the network. CBS has also criticized the LPM sample. David Poltrak is the network's executive vice president of research and planning. He says Nielsen's test data showed that New York's WCBS would likely fare better under the new system. But Poltrak says Nielsen's sample is too small, which makes results less consistent. He says CBS wants Nielsen to revamp the sample so that it
provides consistent and accurate information and not information that jumps back and forth by significant degrees, which cost us potentially millions of dollars.
That's because contracts with advertisers mandate refunds if ads don't reach a guaranteed number of viewers. Fox executives have reportedly criticized Nielsen as well. A few other broadcasters, including BET, whose ratings showed gains in the LPM test, have praised the system. One of the issues lurking in the background is the question of illegal immigrants. Nielsen's critics say the firm undercounts Spanish-speaking households, where illegals are more likely to live. Nielsen has admitted that it has a hard time recruiting and retaining Spanish-speaking families. Oswald Mendez is vice president of integrated media for the New York Hispanic advertising firm The Vidal Partnership. He says that's not surprising.
If they're recent arrivals, they come from a country in which they don't trust their institutions, they may associate Nielsen with a governmental institution, they will not trust anyone coming into their home and putting this sort of monitoring device.
Nielsen didn't respond to NPR's interview requests. In a statement released Tuesday, the ratings firm said it would work to address questions raised by the Media Ratings Council. The firm's LPM system in Boston took months to gain accreditation. Nielsen said it would launch the LPMs in New York today while keeping the old system in place as well. The ratings firm plans to introduce LPMs in Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco later this year. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.